Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, this is Professor Applewhite. You are tuned in to Student Teacher Student Internet Radio. It is Saturday morning, August the 1st. The school year is ready to begin. Teachers and students are busy getting ready for the school year. And today, we'd like to talk about developing a new social contract between students and teachers, and we certainly appreciate any of the teachers out there and students or parents, counselors, anyone related to the discussion of how to be successful in the classroom or in the workplace, because that's what we go to school for, most of us, is not only for our own personal education, but to prepare ourselves for success in the workforce. And so that's why White Apple Institute exists, because there are so many people out there that need that little boost just to get them into the door of a community college or a vocational training program. There are so many issues that need to be resolved before they can get to that point. Sometimes it's the culture, as we've spoken about before on the show. Sometimes it deals with socioeconomic status. And family, environment, as Nazim Rashid, our co-host, has brought out many times, the personal development issues, addictions. So this morning, this is Professor Applewhite, and I hope that you call in and join us this morning. Our guest call-in number for your listeners out there, 646-737-3758. And so we have a few callers already online. Let's see who's already joining us right now about developing a new contract. Okay. Let's see. This is Professor Applewhite. Good morning. Welcome to Student to Teacher to Student. Good morning. I'm talking to the 602-696 number. Okay. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. This sounds like our guest for today. We have a student that I asked to call in this morning. She has expressed some things about the violence in the schools. Say your name.
Anna.
Anna Velasquez, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you live in what area?
I live in Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona. And so we're going to talk a little bit about, we're going to come back to you, Anna, because there are a lot of listeners out there that would love to hear a student's voice talking about how we can develop a social contract. And you're familiar with contracts, like when somebody goes to buy something, right?
Yeah.
And then somebody has to tell them, you know, what this is what this will do, and this is what you have to do. And so we do the same thing when we're talking about teachers and students. We want to help them develop a social contract, and that means the teacher has so many things that they have to do, and the student agrees to do so many things. Okay, so keep that in mind as we see other callers are coming in right now. So I'll come back to you, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Here we go. Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite on student to teacher to student. And who do we have here this morning? We've got a 480213. Who is that?
This is Dorothy.
Hello, Dorothy. Good morning. One of our co-hosts, our advisory board members for White Apple Institute. It's a great morning, isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful.
I'm looking forward to a great show today. Are you going to be able to read us a description of the show?
Oh, yes. We're again, this is part two of the social contract between and how it's developed for adult learners. And,
okay. One moment, Dorothy. Let's see if there's,
sure.
There's another call coming in. I'll come right back to you, okay?
That's fine.
All right. This is Professor Applewhite on student
Azim Rashid.
And Azim Rashid, our co-host. Always, always welcome co-hosts to come on the show in the morning. So dedicated to helping our listeners out there to become successful in the classroom and in the workplace. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
You know, Nazim, we're getting a lot of listeners. I mean, a lot of people are out there tuning into the show every Saturday. Oh, of course, we want to encourage them to call in more, but we don't want to discourage them from listening. If that's all you want to do, listeners out there, that's fine with us.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to hear some wonderful words of wisdom from Nazim today on this, on how we're going to develop this social contract. Nazim, we've got a student on today. I asked her to come on this morning and talk a little bit about how she feels about violence in the schools and how she feels about the teachers that she's encountered not fulfilling their role on a social contract with her.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great?
That's a real problem. Yes, it's great, and that's something we can really talk about and really identify what the problems are so that the student there can feel okay with herself doing the right thing.
That's right. Well, I don't know if you heard Anna a little while ago. She just got the sweetest voice. And so we're going to come back to her in a minute. Let's let Dorothy introduce the show to our listeners out there. And please call in as you're listening to Dorothy's wonderful voice. She's so very, very clear as she reads to us about our developing a new social contract between students and teachers, part two. What are we going to talk about, Dorothy?
We're going to talk about successfully communicating and socializing with others.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we go down into the description, and it talks about developing a social contract for those adult learners you were talking about earlier.
Yes.
Take your time.
There are varying ethnic and cultural groups. Encased in the classroom and or in the workplace environment. So mm-hmm. a new form of social contract must be developed and implemented differently.
Yes.
The staff at White Apple Institute encourages our listeners to join and share how they've developed social contracts, written or oral.
That's right. Written or oral, doesn't matter. I mean, a contract mm-hmm. is a contract. If I've signed on the dotted line to be your teacher, then that means that I have some responsibilities to fulfill. And if you walk through the doors of the school, then you have some responsibilities to fulfill. So, a little bit further on the description of the show today for August 1st, we're definitely going to talk about developing a social contract for these adult learners that are hopefully listening. And when we say adult learners, our listeners out there, we want you to know that we're talking about usually the student that's 17 plus. We want you to also know that we have students that are 50 years old, 60 years old, that are returning to school for whatever reason. And so they also become our students because they need that extra boost and that extra support system that White Apple Institute will give them. And Dorothy, we're specifically talking about adult learners that are diagnosed with mental or physical disabilities. Right?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
We try to focus on them, but, we deal with a lot of at-risk issues, just overall. Language could be an at-risk issue with some of our ESL students. But overall, it just requires a real change in attitudes and behaviors and expectations. What do we expect? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Are you there on the show description now on August 1st?
I must be looking at the wrong one.
That's okay.
That talks about working from home and how to be careful if you're looking at the working from home companies that are asking you to send in money.
Oh, okay. Well, let's come back to that later when we talk about resources.
So,
how about that? Would that be okay?
Okay. So obviously looking at the wrong one.
That's okay. That's all right. That happens. I do it all the time. Well, let me finish just giving a little bit of the description, and then we'll come back to you, Dorothy, and thank you so much. The expectations and attitudes of faculty and students are frequently misunderstood, as one of our guests this morning is going to elaborate on. We have a student that's online, and she wants to talk about that. This misunderstanding that happens, and it usually results in frustrations that go unresolved. Now, a lot of you are going to really relate to what I'm going to say now, that this lack of not being able to resolve issues or this lack of resolution and the lack of clearly stated expectations often lead to behaviors associated with burnout, teacher burnout, dropout, or violent confrontations. Oh, boy, I bet you our switchboard is going to light up when we start talking about violent confrontations, Nazim, in the schoolyard.
Oh, yes.
Okay? I mean, that's going on so much. We had, a few months ago, two 11-year-old boys, totally unrelated, that hung themselves because of being bullied and violently confronted on the schoolyard.
Wow.
Unbelievable, yeah. So, listeners, we're encouraging you to learn how White Apple Institute staff helps develop these social contracts. So if you're a teacher, make sure you call in and ask us. Contact our show or contact us at our website, whiteappleinstitute.org, so that we can help you in developing a better social contract or improve social contract or a new one that maybe you haven't even thought of. Wow, I have to have a contract with these students in order for me to fulfill what I need to do, deal with the consequences. Here we go. Deal with consequences, change behavior, not only my students' behavior, but my own behavior. Right, Nazim?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And identify what reinforces or rewards my behavior, too. We're always talking about the student's attitude, the student's behavior. The teacher's behavior is important, too. And we need to examine how these behaviors become so internalized that it's hard to even express them. And I mean, with the teachers that I worked with, you'd be surprised. It's like pulling teeth, Nazim, to get them to really open up and talk about the frustration they feel. Unbelievable stuff. I want to come back to a little bit on that, but I want to make sure that you've had an opportunity to, anything you wanted to say about this topic before I go back and bring the student on.
Well, yes, I do. It's one thing we have to understand. Ego, unfortunately, plays a major part here.
Oh.
And to me, when a teacher is in front of a classroom, they need to leave the ego at home someplace. It's not about them. It's not about what they want to have happen. It's all about the student. And teachers are supposed to be student-oriented, not teacher-oriented.
Mm.
See? And what happens is when you have a social contract, you have two parties that have distinguished, unique, clearly defined roles. They got roles to perform.
That's right.
You see, roles to perform. And so now when a party A and party B are performing their respective roles, then party A and party B can fit together as a puzzle. The yin and yang fit together,
that's
and
right.
You have a perfect circle that way.
Oh, you're not kidding. In addition to the fact that whenever we step into a role, with that becomes that we gain responsibility. Okay, and we have to take responsibility or get out of the role. I mean, that's just that simple.
Right.
We've got another caller on. I believe this is one of our advisory board members. Let's see who this is, and we'll come back to you, Nazim. Good morning.
Right.
This is Professor Applewhite on Student to Teacher to Student. Good morning, 602-791. Good morning. Are you there? Okay. We'll come back to you later. All right, our guest call-in number for you listeners out there, 646-727-3758. I got an email from a couple of people that said they dialed the number and had some problems. You have to put a 1 before it, 1-646-727-3758. And we do have live chat up today, and I will go ahead and open up that live chat line, and so that will be open to any of you that would like to come on and chat with us without going on and having a live voice. Let's see if that other caller is available right now.
Correct.
Good morning.
This is Jerry Govan. Can you hear us now?
Oh, good morning. Good morning. I thought it would be one of our advisory board members calling in. As soon as you heard that there's a student online, I knew you'd be interested in talking to her.
Well, yes, we're kind of, we called in to let you know that we're loading our car in Los Angeles on our way back to Phoenix. We're trying to listen and carry bags to the car at the same time.
All right. Well, I am familiar with that, Jerry and Donna Govan. Jerry and Donna Govan are advisory board members for White Apple Institute, and they are also authors of what I think one of the most fantastic books that talks about ego, taking the E out of ego, listeners, and going. Okay, so if you're interested in Jerry and Donna Govan's book, and you've heard some of our previous shows where they've got just mounds and mounds of knowledge to share with us and experiences, please make sure you contact us at White Apple Institute. Dorothy Nichols-Rashid will make sure, as she takes care of all our resources, to get that information back out to you about how you can purchase their book. And let us not forget our co-host, Nazim Rashid, is right in the last stages of his book, and it is simply, is it right, Nazim, to say reconnecting?
Yes, reconnecting, yes. That's
reconnecting. Tell us a little bit about your book before we get back to our guest, a student guest this morning, Anna. Tell us about your book.
Okay, well, the book is called Reconnecting, subtitle, How to Be a Mentor for Our Inner Child.
Mm-hmm.
How to Be a Mentor for Our Inner Child.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way to actually go back in time and repair some of the emotional damage that we've had as children coming up, our children, the adolescents. And so when you have the emotional void still, when you have the repair taken care of, at that stage, what happens is that your present life becomes better and more fulfilled, and you feel reconciled within yourself. And
mm-hmm.
it's a wonderful way of looking at taking care of some of that damage. And so what we do is actually go into a virtual reality, so to speak, and so where you can actually go back there and actually see yourself being a mentor and a counselor and a friend, godparent, so to speak, to your family as you were coming up. And it's a lot of role playing and so forth, and there's a lot of personal development topics such as faith, spirituality, self-esteem, optimism, self-image, self-confidence, identifying and managing emotions, 12-step process to recovery.
Wow.
And all these things are there.
It's loaded.
It's loaded.
And one of the things I hear a lot of people say to me is that a children's book, and I have to correct them because, I've heard you explain it before that, a child can gain something from that by creating that virtual support system even as you're growing, like the student that we have online this morning. But it's mostly for the adult learners that we work with at White Apple Institute. And that's why that book is so important to us, Nazim.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. It really is.
We've got another caller on. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, it's also important for teachers because
mm-hmm.
teachers need to have a lot of personal development skills in order to relate that to their student body and also mentoring organizations.
Say that again. What kind of skills? Say that again.
Personal development skills themselves. Personal development skills. They need to really have a high level of self-esteem themselves because all these things have energy to them. When a teacher comes in and they feel great about themselves, they come in with that kind of energy in the classroom, and that self-esteem energy fills the room up as soon as they walk in there.
Goodness, that is so true.
And,
like we've spoken of, that's right. Walk in and let your students know how valuable they are to you. Let them know that they are queens and kings sitting in that classroom. I've heard you say that. I know that you do that personally. I know that you do that. We've been friends and colleagues for many, many years, and you're just a wonderful teacher. And that's why Nazim, also listeners, serves as the personal development consultant for White Apple Institute. So there will be times when, as you call in, if you have a specific issue that you want to discuss with him, he will actually call you back. So make sure that you do take that opportunity. I don't want any of our listeners to feel that when they call in that we're ignoring them, so I'm going to go back to the switchboard again, and we have another caller coming in. Let's just introduce each other. 602-265. Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite. Hello?
Oh, I'm just listening in on the show.
That's wonderful. Would you mind sharing your name with us? And
what this is Habibullah Salim.
Pardon me?
Brother Habibullah Salim.
Oh, Habibullah Salim. And you are from what area?
I'm right here from Phoenix.
Oh, you're in Phoenix. Wonderful. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. And if you have anything that you'd like to add in as you listen to our show, please make sure that you do that. Well, we're going to go back to our guest student this morning, Sir Salim, and she has some things that she wants to share with us. Let's go back and listen to Anna as she talks about some of the issues that she's dealing with in school. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. Anna, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, you've been hearing a lot of these big words like social contract and everything. Let's just break this down, and I'm going to ask you just a real simple question. Do you feel that your teachers are really doing a great job to address the violence that goes on in schools? Tell me what you think about that. Tell our listeners what you think about that.
No, not at all. I don't think that they're ever doing anything about it, you know. They have standards for us that they don't help us maintain. They want us to be, perfect kids that are peaceful, never do anything, and yet they're not doing anything about that. They're not helping us, they're not motivating us to stay out of trouble, to stay out of gangs and all stuff like that, you know.
Oh, stay out of gangs. Now, that's an interesting, because, I mean, you know, there's so many people out there, Anna, that really think that a lot of students just want to be in gangs, and they don't understand that sometimes it's like a protection in the school.
Yeah.
What do you think that teachers could do out there? Because there's a lot of teachers out there listening to you right now, Anna, and you're getting ready to go into Carl Hayden High School in Phoenix, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And Arizona, and what do you think teachers can do to address this problem of violence and not upholding the contract that they make with you, Anna, and other students like you?
How they can uphold the contract? I don't know. They can just motivate us a little more to stay out of trouble, to be, and also kind of not have attitudes with us sometimes. Sometimes they'll just kind of yell at us because they're having a bad day and they kind of take it out on us, you know? So, yeah, we'll feel, we'll kind of get mad a little bit or, irritated, and we'll take it out on other people. You know what I mean?
Okay, so in other words, sometimes, as everybody does, Anna, and you're mature enough to know that sometimes teachers have bad days, okay? And sometimes students have bad days.
Yeah.
And so, you know, but one bad day is not going to make somebody all of a sudden join the gang. There must be something that's happening every day, more often that they're having bad days than they're having good days. Is that kind of like what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. And so now when you talk about motivating us to stay out of trouble, what kinds of things would you like to see a teacher do? If you were able to say, okay, well, the teacher says, well, listen, all the students in the classroom, tell me what you would like me to do to be a better teacher for you this year. I doubt if you probably ever heard that, right? Right, but wouldn't that be wonderful if teachers walked into the classroom and said, how can I be a better teacher for you? And that's a great start. Wouldn't it be a great start, Nazim?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, and that's kind of like how you and I start our classes, and we hope that other teachers that come to us. You know. But go ahead, Anna. Do you have anything that maybe even Nazim and I could look at that maybe you'd like teachers to do?
Yeah, that would be great. How can I be a better teacher for you? You know what I mean? That would just be great, just having one-on-one chats with our teacher sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So we can so we want to see our teacher as someone important to us, but we'll also see him kind of as a friend, someone we can trust. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. Nazim, you have anything to ask, Anna?
Yes, Anna, I have a question. Do any of your teachers ever ask you the questions that Professor Apple is asking you now? Do they ever say, I'm here to serve you, I want to be the best teacher for you, so I want you to help me to be the best teacher I can for you? Have any teachers ever approached you like that?
Oh, no, never.
Isn't that
never.
Sad? It's sad, Nazim, and Anna's not the only student who's come through the doors of White Apple Institute or been associated with us in one way or another. As a matter of fact, her sister's one of our students. It's really sad to hear that our teachers are not grasping that concept.
No, they're not.
Anna, anything else? Any other listeners? Donna, I think they're still packing in the car. Mr. Salim, if you have anything that you'd like to ask. Here you have an opportunity
Are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I put out a book some time ago. And it's amazing you guys are talking about. But I put a book out some time ago, Dead Teachers Should Not Be Allowed to Teach Live Students.
Oh, my. Please make sure that you provide us a copy of that book or where we can get that, okay? I'm already in love with the title, right, Nazim?
Absolutely. That's great. We should have it right now.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Dead teachers. What is that?
Dead teachers should not be allowed to teach live students.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about that. And
well, it ties in with not really what you're talking about now, not being prepared for the minds of youngsters that are entering the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
The preparation is so important for any journey. You know, we go on a trip, we do all kinds of things to prepare for that trip, you know, a picnic or whatever it is. We, you know, make sandwiches. We think about the fact we're going to be thirsty. We need some kind of drink, something. And too often, they only prepare for certain students. They're not preparing for the youngsters, and you know, I want to just say this, that there's a term called underachiever.
Yes, oh yes. Very.
Okay.
Those are most of the students that come to White Apple Institute are labeled as such.
Underachiever. Mm. So I take that term underachiever and make it a positive, because youngsters are so far under. They have been held down so long beneath what it is that they shouldn't have never been held down to. So anyway, they're able to grow like you put a seed in the ground, and that seed is able to grow and come up even though it was placed underneath the dirt, beneath the dirt. To be an underachiever, I think that's amazing.
I think that's amazing, too. As a matter of fact, Farmers Insurance, our agent Wendy Duncan is one of our sponsors, and she just provided a lot of educational materials for us. One of them is a film called Ordinary People Doing Extraordinary Things. And one of the things I looked at in the title, and I just pondered on it, and I said, you know what? We're talking about, at White Apple Institute, we're talking about extraordinary people doing extraordinary things, because they are labeled as these underachievers. They're the seed that's underneath the soil that's not looked at and nurtured correctly. But once we get them, Salim, and I'm so glad you're joining us. I hope you come back on the show again with some of this knowledge you want to share with us.
I want to just share one thing, and it's called, reach me before you attempt to teach me, okay?
Oh.
Do not attempt to teach me if you haven't learned how to reach me. So in reaching me, it's like today I'm here as your special guest, but I want you to know that you are the best. So listen to me well as I bring you the facts. You want to get this knowledge, and don't you turn back.
Woo.
Learn to write and learn to read, because one thing for sure, we can all succeed. My name is Habibullah Salim.
Wow.
Today I'm here to build self-esteem.
Oh.
Or the last one I'm going to say, it says, goals are something we all can reach, so I took the time to learn my speech. My mama, she assisted me to learn it all. My mama is a mama that's on the ball. I found my pencil and I found my pad. My mama helped me and so did my dad. With the help of my parents, I can really stand tall.
All right.
Both of my parents are on the ball. All my mama's name is Common. My daddy's name is Sense. My mama's name is Common. My daddy's name is Sense. My mama's name is Common. My daddy's name is Sense. Say, if we use common sense, then we will never be dense. If we just only use common sense.
Mr. Salim, I thought you just joined us as a listener. We want you back on this show again, don't we, Nazim?
Oh, yeah.
I know Nazim has something to say to you, first off. I mean, woo. Wow. We've got you on our show now. You know that.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I love you guys.
We need to push this book.
Hey, Danita, this is Jerry. Absolutely. That's awesome.
Wasn't that awesome, Jerry? Jerry Govan, you might have heard me introduce you him earlier. I know he is crazy about what you just did just now. He's been involved in the music industry to the education industry, and there's a lot of these things.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Tell him what you think about what he did.
Well, you know, that is a way to get the kids involved, and when they do that, they'll learn that song, and it'll be part of their little daily routine. They'll pass it on and share it. It's terrific.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have books of these and tapes. I have with the music. I always go in classrooms with two things, a camera and also with my music. And I want to excite the youngsters and then capture pictures of them being exciting and let them see themselves on a very, very, on the mountaintop, so to say, rather than down in the valley all the time.
Yes, yes.
That's terrific.
And so I do staff development, I do parent workshops, and I do student assemblies, and I'm always looking for the most difficult youngsters that's in a school. Those are the youngsters that I actually focus towards and show people that, as you were saying, like I had a teacher tell me one day, I'm not here to love them, I'm here to teach them. I'm not here to love them, I'm here to teach them. I'm saying, wow, how could she slaughter youngsters like that?
Anna, are you still online, Anna?
Yeah.
Did you hear all of that Mr. Saleem just said to now?
Yeah.
What did you think about that? Imagine the teacher coming in and acting like Mr. Saleem did just now.
I don't know. It's just like, wow.
Is that what you'd like to see teachers do?
Yeah.
That would really wake you up.
And you know, it's like saying, my report card wasn't something pleasant to see. So I prayed and asked God to really help me. I studied in the day and I studied in the night. And that's when things began to be right. I studied my English and I studied my math. The next thing you know, I was first in my class. My attitude changed and so did my grades. And that's when I knew I had it made. My prayers were answered in a very neat way. And now I can make progress and progress each and every day.
Wow. That is just too much. And you have more of this
YouTube
stuff. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I hear somebody clapping in the background.
I have books of this thing. And I have a story that's worth millions and millions of dollars. It's a little boy named Pencil, had a brother named Eraser, a mother named Sharpener, and a daddy named Dictionary. But it's a whole story about Pencil and Eraser and
what I'd like to do for you, Mr. Saleem, if you don't mind. If you don't mind me taking, I'm going to keep your number.
Okay.
I'm going to call you after the show is over, and I'd like to talk to you about putting you on as one of our guests
so that
you can have more time on the show to go through that story. That I know that's going to be an interesting story. I'm sure there's some things that you can do to help our students. Mr. Saleem, I ask you a question. While we have Anna, on the phone, who's an up-and-coming high school student, soon to be, and then we have you who as a teacher, and then, of course, there are other teachers that are listening in and talking. Here's what I'd like to ask you. When you do you deal with adult learners at all?
Yes,
say
ma'am.
You do some staff development. And so you've got to know that many of those adult learners out there, that even if they're 17 or they're, you know, I mean, I've had a 71-year-old student in my classroom, you know. And I teach at the community college level, so, I mean, this man is coming back after years of being out, but there was something that he was missing. And, boy, I tell you, the things that he could tell you about the school system and what they didn't do for him, what I'd like to focus on is what teachers do. But Mr. Saleem, I don't find too many. Azeem will tell you, we don't find too many people out there like you. We want to hear more from teachers like you.
Yeah, see, the priority that they don't do, they don't make the reward system a priority. They make punishment a priority.
Yeah.
You know, soon as you see them doing wrong, you run over to them. How dare you do that? How dare you do that? You don't do that in my class, you know, so whatever. But when the youngsters are doing, you know, what they're supposed to do, that's the time to run over to them. You are so amazing. Stand up. Stand in this chair. I want you to get high. I want you to get high. Stand up in the chair. Why? You're a super king. You're a super queen. You know, So there's a lot of things that teachers are doing. Like they tell a child, go home and read over your assignment. Go home and read over your assignment. I says, no, let's go home and read into the assignment. Let's go home and read. Now they're trying to get over on everybody because you taught them to read over rather than to read into.
Read into. So important to actually absorb. I know I can hear Nazim. He's going, Nazim, I've got another caller, and then I'm going to come back to you so you can. I know you have some questions for Salim, so hold on just a moment, okay? Let's see who this is at. Let's see this. The prefix is 480200. Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite. This is your Professor
Maria.
Oh, hello, Maria. How are you?
Good, good.
Glad to have you calling in this morning. This is one of our student advisory board members for White Apple Institute, and she handles our general membership. Maria, how'd you like everything you heard from Mr. Salim? Wasn't that beautiful?
I was the one that was clapping. I was like, all right. Let's do it. Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we've got more callers coming in. I'll try to get to everybody, but I've got to go back with 24 minutes remaining of our show. Got to go back and see what Nazim and Salim want to talk about and also how they can pull Anna into this discussion also. Go ahead, Nazim.
Well, it's important. I'm kind of so for our school systems, whether the elementary, the middle, high school, and also in our adult systems, to have quality teachers, to have the kind of teachers that love what they do, love the spirit in these kids and these adult learners, and then let that be shown out there. That's got to be so evident. And I'm so glad that we have a real student from Carl Hayden. I've been to Carl Hayden. I know exactly what that is. I've been to Carl Hayden myself, and I've been disappointed when I've been in front of classrooms there because what happens, I see that the teachers there, well, from my experience anyway and from what I saw, they lack that. So I understand what Anna's saying. There's a lack of a real loving spirit from the teachers, and that's so important. We got to change. They got to turn that around. So important. So we got to have more Habibullah Salims out there, more people to get off the school system and turn the spirit around because the spirit is really anti-student. And they focus more on the punishments more than the rewards.
Oh, I totally agree with you. But, you know, I want to tell you something, Nazim and Salim and our other teachers out there, Gary Govan, is just listen up just for a minute. Sometimes colleagues, other teachers, don't like us to exhibit that spirit. They have been, unfortunately, many of my colleagues have been the worst in trying to extinguish that type of spirit. And one of the things I can tell you just recently, in the last 10 years that I've run into, when I say to people, my colleagues, I learn from my students. Many of them look at me like, what do you mean? You know, don't put that out there because that devalues your position with them, and that will allow the students to run all over you. Well, how could that happen? We all learn from each other, hence the name of the show, student to teacher to student, because our roles are always interchangeable as students and teachers throughout our life. And so not only do we have to talk about the students' behaviors and the punishment models that are going on, we need to talk about the encouragement model that needs to go on between teachers. How about that one?
That's absolutely excellent.
And that's what you probably do in your staff development, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
See, one of the things that we look at in the word teacher, it has T-E, then it has A-C-H-E.
Mm-hmm.
A-C-H-E. Ache. And it's not, okay, it has A-C-H-E right in the middle.
Oh, tear it
up. It's letting you know that there's going to be a challenge. It's not so much pain as much as going to be a challenge. Students are born to challenge our expertise, our degrees, whatever it is. And, you know, 32 degrees are freezing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
most people don't have but one or two, but 32 is freezing. So, all right, so we have to talk about why so much is missing in our classroom because we don't bond like we're supposed to in order to. And I like Nazim's word, synergy, our synergy, you know, where we come together and bring all of that energy that's necessary, all the staff, because I like to refer to teachers as coaches, rather than teachers, they're coaches.
That's right.
And once you're a coach, you know how to use the players on your bench.
That's
you know?
Right.
And you don't misuse them. You know how to use them.
That's right.
But anyway,
you took the words. I use that a lot, that we all use each other. The key is not to misuse.
It's misuse, exactly.
Right. Let's ask Anna how she feels about everything that's going on. Anna, you still online?
Yeah, everything that you guys are saying is completely true. I agree with everything, you know?
Yeah.
That teachers do like a passion for their job, that they don't feel that they just kind of want to do it for the money, you know, but they don't do it to teach us. They don't do it to help us.
Let me apologize for the teachers that have been in your life that have not encouraged you and motivated you, and that you felt in any way that when you sit in the classroom that they're just there for their paycheck. Let me tell you, as you listen to the show, and we hope that you tune in again and tell your friends to tune in again, so that we can hopefully this show, what we're doing with this internet radio show is to try to make a difference, to develop the kind of dialogue that we're having right now, a very positive dialogue, where you can talk to teachers and you can ask them questions. Any questions that you have for Mr. Salim, for Mr. Nazim Rashid, even for me as Professor Apple, any questions. You've got another teacher out there, Mr. Gum. You've got teachers that call in all the time on this line. So you make sure you develop some questions and call us back, you know?
Okay.
And feel free to do that so that we, and you know what? How about this one? How about giving our number to your teachers? Okay?
Yeah.
That. Can you make up a little flyer or something and tell them, listen, I got on this radio show and she told me to tell my teachers about it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
How about that one?
It'll make them be nicer or anything.
Okay. The what?
Professor Apple?
Yes, go ahead.
I would encourage Anna, please tell your friends. Tell them to call in. Tell them to go on the internet on the blogtalkradio.com/student-to-teacher. If you go on there, then they can listen and see the past programs. We want your friends to know what we're doing also, because the more that you and your friends know there is really help out here, there are really caring adults out here, there are really caring teachers out here, there are really caring spirits out here that want to help you become a partner in your process for development, see, then what happens, they will develop more of an interest themselves in the whole school system, knowing that, yes, there are people that want me to succeed. Yes, there are people that want to give me rewards and motivation for what I'm doing good. Yes, there are people that want to see me graduate and go on to bigger and better things, you see. So we want you to encourage your friends to tune in with the phone number or the website, please.
Okay. Yeah, don't worry. Of course.
Well, I think we've got a beginning here, Nazim Rashid, from the very beginning of this show. When did we start this show? About was it 2 months ago? Was it 2 months ago we started the first show? We haven't been on air that long, but the bottom line is that we've been getting listeners. We haven't even promoted the show out there, and we've been getting some great listeners. Coming in, over 800 listeners, and it seems to be growing without us even really doing anything to promote it. But we will be promoting, before we run out of time, because we've got about 16 minutes remaining, I'm going to come back to you, Nazim, and Anna, and all our other listeners, and Mr. Salim, please hang in there, because
okay.
We have some announcements to make. Our resource consultant, Dorothy Nichols, Rashid, would you please let us know what's going on out there. And, as you begin, Dorothy, there's one resource I did forget to mention to you as we were going through this week. And so let me go ahead and announce that now. We put out a press release just recently, and you should, some of our listeners will see it in either some of the newspapers that circulate through Arizona and throughout the United States. Probably USA Today, hopefully, will pick it up. But here it is. We have some donations coming in, and we are asking that teachers, if they see a student who's in need of, and I'm talking about really adult learners with at-risk issues, that's are going to be always the priority with White Apple Institute, but that they call in or connect with us and let us know what that student needs to stay in in school or employers, if you see someone that is in dire need of something, accommodations, please feel free to connect with us and let us know. The little bit of money that we do have coming in right now, we'll try our best to help where we can. And I'll tell you, there have been times, and I'll just relate to one student that I know of that just needed $63 to keep her electricity on. Without her electricity, she could not study. She had children that she had to take care of as a single mother, and she had, I think it was a reading disability. And the bottom line is that $63 made the whole difference in her not dropping out in the last semester of her program. So these are the things that we want to hear about at White Apple Institute, so please be sure to connect with us and let us know as the fall semester is coming up. Okay, Dorothy, what resources would you like to share with us?
Oh, okay. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the be careful about the work from home advertisements that you see out there.
Right.
Because some of them require money. You know, they'll say, send in money and we'll give you a list of companies.
Mm-hmm.
And we do, you can contact White Apple Institute, and I'll give you a website. It's www.worldwideworkathome.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that
is that a good one? Is that a good a connection for?
Uh-huh. And if listeners didn't get it out there, you can call White Apple Institute at 480-659-8582.
Right, we're listed, so yes, they can find us. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Or on the website, whiteappleinstitute.org.
Right. You know, Dorothy, the reason why this becomes so important, and I don't know if our listeners out there are aware of why you're making that a resource this week, it is because of the fact that we deal with a lot of students, a lot of adult learners, who have disabilities, and that disability could be a non-visible one, one that we don't see. Everyone, most of the people that have disabilities are not in wheelchairs. A very small percentage actually are in wheelchairs. And so it's ironic that we use the wheelchair as a symbol for disability. But nonetheless, the fact is that they connect with White Apple Institute asking many times for, do you know how I can stay at home and work? And so that's why Dorothy went ahead and developed this as a resource for some of our listeners out there, our students, because that is becoming such a big question. And it does make it easier if you have anything from irritable bowel syndrome to cancer to fibromyalgia to any of those things. Those are disabilities, regarded as disabilities, and it would make it easier for you to work at home. But be careful. Listen to what Dorothy is saying. Anything else you want to say to us, Dorothy?
Well, I want to thank Wendy Duncan again. She's
yes,
one of our sponsors, made a nice donation. And Wendy Duncan can be reached. She's also a farmer's insurance agent.
Mm-hmm.
And you can reach Wendy for your insurance needs at 480-620-6013.
Right. She's been very helpful. As a matter of fact, she helped one of our students this week. Getting a really good deal for their auto insurance. And so we appreciate that she's part of our advisory board and a part of the sponsors. And one of the things that she said, because she's actually, the press release is about her donation to us and her support, is that she's going to talk to more companies out there and try to get more donations coming in so that we can help students. White Apple Institute operates solely, listeners, as a volunteer staff. We do not, no one gets paid for participating and being part of helping people. And just this morning, I heard from one of our students in Nigeria who is writing in and hopes to come to the United States and study here. And he is just so pleased to be part of what we're doing from a global perspective. But as we know, Salim, there are so many needs here in the United States. We hate to say that, don't we?
Yeah, I know.
Well, we hate to say that. We don't like to look in the mirror and look in our own backyard at how many children are starving in schools. Nazim can tell you stories that will make you cry as he came out of Oakland, California. I just can't even elaborate on some of the sad stories that I've seen in my 30 years of teaching. And I'm sure you have some, too. So with 10 minutes remaining on the show, I'm going to go ahead and let, is there anybody else that has anything that they'd like to add in as we begin to come to a close this morning? Donna, Govan, have you got a chance to speak about anything that you have or to address Anna and tell her thanks or whatever? Okay, I think we lost. Oh, okay. Did we? There you are.
We're now on the road in the L.A. freeways, so.
Oh, that's no
LA
fun.
For everybody, we're enjoying it. This, we've been here for 2 weeks. We've spent quite a bit of time out. We didn't actually get to the school system this time, but we spent some time in the churches, in the bookstores. We've because of our book, it has been our invitation to many things.
Mm-hmm.
We have been finding that there is a lot of need for people to interact. You know, that is one of our points that we stress in our communication, is that if we can connect people.
Yes.
Jerry did a lot of connecting in his life, and we mentioned that, you know, in our book. But as we were saying to our – Jerry's daughter lives here in L.A. One of my daughters lives here in L.A., and we found out that Dr. Applewhite used to live here in L.A., very close to where we this week. So
that's where I grew up. That's right.
It's been an inspiring week, and we've made some new friends where we will come back. And in relation to your new caller today, the teacher who was doing some of the rap.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mr. Salim, yes.
Salim, we would love to meet him. We'd like to talk to him, find out where he's from.
Absolutely.
I think we could do some workshops all together to really,
wonderful.
You know, work this program forward. This is something Jerry and I have been involved in for 30 years, even though we're not teachers in the school system. We're teachers in the world.
That's right, and I think that's one of the most important systems, not to devalue the academic-bound teachers, but that we are, whatever educational system we come from, where we are teaching, and that means the churches, and that means the bookstores, and that means my grandmother's house, my grandmother who didn't even reach third grade, okay?
And what about the business system? Where
oh, my God, tremendous education.
Created.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You don't have to have an academic degree. One of our shows back at the very beginning, we put great emphasis on the fact that we recognize that there's more than academic intelligence, okay? And so I really, really want to bring that home for any of our adult learners out there listening. We've got 7 minutes remaining on the show, and let's get follow up with some other comments. Donna and Jerry, anything else that you wanted to add in this last 7 minutes, and then we'll give this back to Nazim. Nazim, you've got the floor.
Well,
oh, yes.
Okay, I just wanted to say that GoPower Publishing is learning a lot about reaching the type of people you want and be interested in the gentleman's book.
Okay. All right, GoPower Publishing. I will make sure after I talk to Mr. Salim today that we invite him. Maybe he'll be a future advisory board member. Who knows where this will go?
Yeah, I'd like to really join up with you guys. You guys are doing a great job. I put out a newsletter every month. It's called Impact.
Cool. Oh, great, great.
And it's called, which is Intelligence, Mastery, Purpose, and Continuous Teaching. That's called Impact.
Oh, wow.
And I also have an article, usually every issue in the newsletter, pertaining to education. And one of the articles I wrote, Why Out-of-School Suspensions Must Be Stopped Immediately.
Why Out-of-School what?
Suspensions must be stopped immediately.
Oh, that. Well, I know Nazim totally agrees. He doesn't like that punishment model at all. We don't like that.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, yes, I would. And the young lady that just says she wants to connect with me, I just need... I can give my phone number. She can call me or whatever. But
okay. Go ahead and announce your phone number. That would be
fine. My phone number is 602-265-7913. That's 602-265-7913.
We certainly appreciate that. And the way our heart works with White Apple Institute, Mr. Salim, and all of our listeners out there, is that we are always empowering others. That's why you hear Jerry and Donna Govan saying to you without any hesitation, our hearts, we always promote each other. That's what we do, and it works, okay?
Wow.
We believe in love first, and that's it. That's a word you don't even hear. It turns people away, especially
right.
in academia, when you say love. The connotation is taken the wrong way.
Right, exactly.
But it is love that you, I heard you expressing a lot of love for your students and for the listening audience out there, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
Mention a school in Phoenix that we have connected with, which is doing the awesome type of work that we're talking about, and it is called, it's an academy, and it's from Starshine Academy. It's from first, I think, kindergarten until...
I like that name, Starshine. That sounds nice.
Shine Academy. And we met our first student from there at Feed the Children, a donation of, you know, distributing food. I think it was in the fall or early part of the year. And the student comes up to us because we had met the founder of the program. Said, my name is so-and-so, and my country is such-and-such, and this is, and I want to be this when I grow up. And this is how all of the youngsters there, from the little to the graduates, are taught to identify with something other than just their old patterns or their fears or the difficulties of the family that they, you know, were brought into. It's a very inspiring place, and I'd like to, you know, share a little bit more about that some other time when we have a moment.
I just tried to call Starshine Academy the other day. I didn't have no idea what it's about. I wanted to speak with the principal there. I was given a list of charter schools, and Starshine Academy was one of the schools on the list, and I called, but I don't think I talked to anybody there yet. They're on Thomas and 31st Street.
Okay.
Well, yeah,
that's in Phoenix, Arizona, I assume.
Yes.
Okay. They're wonderful people. We donated a couple. We donated some of our books to their graduates.
Now, what is your name?
That's Donna Govan.
Donna Govan?
Donna Govan. Donna and Jerry Govan. Their book is Taking the E Out of Ego and Go.
Good.
Now, we've got about 3 minutes remaining on the show, and I really want to give some, Nazim kind of close us out and give some special attention to our student and put a warm light around her as we begin to close our show today. Now, as a matter of fact, we only have 2 minutes remaining, Nazim. And if you have an inspiration you'd like to share with us on, that would be great too.
Well, direct to Anna, it's very important that she understands that there are people out here that understand communication and listening skills. And communication and listening skills, you have roles that people play. So if she's talking to a teacher, someone is the communicator, and someone is the listener. And it's very important that you understand that there are people here who understand those roles, and too many times when you're talking to teachers, they don't understand that at all. They want to be just the communicator only and never the listener. You know, so Anna, we listen to you. We listen to you. And when you have a concern, we want to know what your concern is, and so we can empathize with you, feel what you're feeling, and help you in the process, help you develop some tools, because we want to feel your success. And when you're successful, when you're progressive, when you are feeling what you feel you need to feel for yourself, then we feel good. See, our feeling, our success comes from your success.
Did you get that, Anna?
Us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you lead us. That's very, very important. Very, very important. And understand that love is there. Love is there. We want to see you be all you can be. And that's what I want to leave you with.
Wow. Well, that's an inspiration in itself.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Nazim. I hope that all of our listeners have enjoyed our show today, student to teacher student. This is Professor Applewhite as we begin to come to a close. And if you're wondering what the great music is that begins our show and closes our show, it is from Nazim Rashid's album Renaissance and some other songs that he's put together. He is, in addition to being a great personal development consultant and author of the upcoming book Reconnecting, he is also a fabulous musician and music educator. And I'm sure that Salim is probably smiling when I say that, because I think it's time to put some music to what you're doing, my dear brother, and also to start marketing so that we can find a way to support you, and some of that money even come back to support some of our students out there. So with 22 seconds remaining, please make sure you keep our call letters in front of you, write them on your refrigerator board or whatever, whiteappleinstitute.org or Blog Talk Radio, student to teacher to student, internet radio show. Thank you so much. May our God, our Creator, continue to bless all of you out there that took the time to join us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.